In Michigan, there are 191 areas designated as having a shortage of mental health care professionals. Only Texas and California have higher numbers of shortages, and that can have devastating consequences. New research from the Child Health Institute finds that young people in rural areas are twice as likely to commit suicide than their urban peers. In two northern Michigan counties, state and local officials are trying hard to improve mental health care access for their rural residents. Joining us to talk about the challenges of meeting the demand for mental health care in rural Michigan is Chip Johnston. Chip is executive director of Centra Wellness Network in Manistee and Benzie counties. Welcome to Current State, Chip.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
How does access to mental health care in rural areas like Manistee and Benzie County, where you work, how does that compare with other parts of the state?
Well, there's particularly in the rural areas and large swaths, it's very hard to get to particularly private therapists or mental health workers, as well as substance abuse providers. It's just you're looking at 1 hour to 2 hour drives. Particularly if you have private insurance, and relying on the governmental system is very prohibitive because we have strict criteria for access. You have to be actively a mentally ill or a substance abuser. So it makes it hard to come in if you're contemplating suicide and the feeling of isolation and hopelessness to get help. It tends to compound the issue.
And in general, Chip, how would you describe the state of mental health care in rural Michigan? Is it decidedly weaker? Is it decidedly worse?
I would say it's decidedly weaker. The ability to access, again, through the Medicaid system and the health plans, and even if you have good insurance, it's tough to get to the services that you need without long periods of driving on the road. Unless you're in like Marquette or Traverse City, it's tough to get to. So it's just very limited. In the urban areas, you tend to have a lot more competition. There's greater ability to pull in insurance and as well as employer benefits. When you're looking at an agricultural tourist, a lot of the employers just simply don't have the resources to assist their employees. Mm. It really compounds itself.
About how many psychiatrists or psychologists are you typically going to find in a rural county like Manistee or Benzie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're lucky to have one. Kids are docs who work with children. Very, very difficult to come by. We have to rely on telepsychiatry, and some areas of the north, in particular, will have therapists or psychiatrists as far away as New Jersey over the telephone and over the TV. So we're really digging deep, particularly with that population.
We're talking about the challenges of meeting the demand for mental health care here in rural Michigan. Chip Johnston is the executive director of Centra Wellness Network in Manistee and Benzie counties. Talk to us about the biggest mental health concerns in your counties. What kinds of issues do you confront most often?
Yeah, a lot of it is your mild, your early depression, your pre-contemplation of suicide, trying to get to folks early in the stages, because the governmental system, which I'm part of, you have to be actively in a state of suicide. And so, to try to get to folks early on, the prevention, working with schools, we do a lot of that here, because there just simply isn't what we would call access for the mild to moderately mentally ill. What they tend to do is they tend to self-medicate through the use of drugs or alcohol, which really compounds things. And when that system is also under duress from lack of providers as well. So it's can't win for losing, if you will. So
there's a shortage of health professionals to deal with addiction issues as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So when we look at our patient mix, over half use substances as well. And so, you know, when you're having difficulties maintaining a provider network through mild to moderate insurances and so forth, it's just really difficult to get at things before they become problematic. Isolation, you know, out in the rural areas, you may or may not have internet, so folks just don't know what's out there. You know, you got wide swaths of the North in particular that are just hard to get to.
Chip Johnston is the executive director of Centro Wellness Network in Manistee and Benzie counties. We're talking about the challenges of meeting the demand for mental health care in rural Michigan. Centro Wellness has actually been putting a lot of energy into making mental health care more accessible to people in your counties. Tell us a little bit about those efforts.
Yes. In order to address those shortfalls, what we did is early on we worked with our local continuum of care. Every community has a core provider group that meets. It's usually the Department of Human Services, the Community of Mental Health, the health department, and you sit down and you say, where are the shortages and how can we deal with them? And you slowly build alliances and collaborations through that. And one of our biggest, earliest steps about 25 years ago, actually, was to work with the school systems to get at K through 6 kids and to try to keep them out of facilities, institutions, and point them and their families in the right direction and really work on prevention. And that took a buy-off from the school systems. From that, we then really started looking at our primary care doctors who, even though there's still a shortage of them, we wanted to make sure that they felt supported. And we came out, and one of the first things we did as an organization is change our name so that people didn't associate us with mental health right off the bat to reduce stigma. And then to co-locate with primary care physicians to kind of help them, provide consultation for those folks, and then work with them to see what we could do to dredge up resources. And so at the end of the day, fast forward to last year, we are now co-located with our hospital outpatient clinic services, primary care docs, ourselves, and substance abuse providers all in one building in Manistee, one-stop shopping. And so we just try to make things easier and accessible for people because first thought you have is, I'm not going to go to the mental health clinic. I'm going to go to see my doctor because I'm feeling a little blue today.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you try to truncate the problem right then and there.
So is integrating physical and mental health services, would you say that is having a beneficial impact so far?
Absolutely. We're tracking our inpatient utilization, which is all, you know, mental illness does not know your insurance or economic strata. And our inpatient use is one of the lowest in the North. It's lowest by at least a half. And I attribute that directly to early intervention and prevention.
Are other Michigan counties trying similar approaches? Are mental health care providers aware of your success and your progress in this?
Yeah, and what we did is we held off advertising what we were doing until recently to make sure that we were doing it right and that we were actually having an impact by our actions. And so now we're letting folks know how we go about our business, and we are now getting calls and questions, and folks are beginning to reorient their services. And it's not an easy thing to do. Changing the ship's direction. It took us 3 or 4 years to get where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell them it's baby steps. You find a willing doctor, provider, hospital, somebody that's willing to sit down and talk and collaborate with you, and you go with it. And you just slowly and build off of that success.
Well, an encouraging trend here. We're eager to see it spread. We've been talking about the challenges of mental health care in rural Michigan and two northern Michigan counties' efforts to improve access to mental health providers. Our guest today has been Chip Johnston, Executive Director of Centro Wellness Network in Manistee and Benzie counties. Good luck, Chip. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.